Welcome back to the Power Hour, ladies and gentlemen. 15th today, 15th of September. If you're hearing this pre-recorded, that's because it's such a good show, and Perrier is such an incredible guest. And because it works so well, we want you to know about Clay. And that's maybe why you hear this program again sometime in the future. Perrier is joining us today to help us understand all the uses of clay. And we're going to take your testimonies a little bit later and give you a gift certificate. If you've used clay and have a sort of a unique way that you've used it or something that's worked well for you, we'd like to hear about it. So call 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. Remember, clay is on special at the Power Hour today. Perrier, let's talk about a poultice, if you don't mind, because I thought I knew how to do a poultice, but I really didn't until I read it in your book.
Poultice is traditionally a bandage with clay on it that you lay over an organ or a place if you have a tumor, a growth, maybe a whole patch of mold somewhere. You can make a poultice and put over it a wound. I had a guy that was whitewater rafting and took a hole out of his leg on the trip, but he had his clay with him, and he started putting the clay on it and would wrap his leg with just a strip of material. And that's basically what a poultice is, something to hold the wet clay in place. Now, you can use saran wrap to hold it in place. You can use it on your spine for people with back injuries, slip disc and things. Clay will right that. A clay bath is good if you can get in and out of a bathtub, but make a poultice and put it right up your spine. There was a mountain climber who fell and dislocated three discs, and the doctors wanted to operate and fuse them together. And his massage therapist said, no, you're going to work with me with clay. And 3 months later, he was back mountain climbing, and every day she would have him there, and she'd put a strip of clay right down his spine and then massage on his muscles. Mm-hmm. And he would lay there for an hour, and it corrected his back problem and the pinched nerve and all. So there's just almost nothing clay can't do. There are some things it can't do, but it's amazing what it can do. It's very important for janitorial services. In fact, I call it a big janitorial service. It just cleanses the body inside and out. And since, we talked about the egg and how it lost three times its volume and weight from being packed in clay. So if you put clay over an organ that's maybe you want to cleanse your liver or something, you want to use wet clay and not leave it on but an hour a time over your primary organs. Your back, your spine, your knee, arthritic joints, put clay on, leave it on. If you have an open wound, you want to keep the clay on there wet because when it dries, it will pull. So you want to keep it wet. Oftentimes, I use Glad Press and Seal. It's a little trick I learned. It's tacky on one side, so you can cut you a strip. And if you're not hairy, you don't want to put it over body hair, but you don't want to put a Band-Aid over body hair either. Mm-hmm. In that case, fix some gauze, put clay on the gauze, and kind of get some flanneling or sheeting and tie the poultice in place. But the press and seal works very well, particularly up your back, because on the tacky side, you put the clay where you want it, and then the tacky side will stick to the skin and hold it in place, and you can sleep with it on all night. I pinched a nerve in my back and couldn't even put weight on my leg. And I took four clay baths and used the poultice day and night, and bam, it was gone.
Really? Four clay baths? You're talking about every night?
Yes. I took a clay bath. Clay will relieve inflammation. It's how it takes the pain away from things. It's amazing as a pain relief. On an insect bite, you can feel it pulling the poison out. Again, I keep talking about pulling and drawing. We have so many children with autism who are, the parents are finding out that clay baths.
Oh, that's right. Let's talk about that after this break. We've got a 3-minute break. We're going to be back with Perrier, and we'll talk about autism and clay baths. Now, that's documented, as I understand. Josh was just saying that his children take clay baths also. Back in 3 minutes with more of the Power Hour. Perry Arledge, this is Joyce Riley.
Have you ever heard of a clay facial or a clay bath or a clay body wrap? Why do people use clay? Because it works. Living Clay is an all-natural bentonite clay and is recognized for its effectiveness in drawing out impurities and toxins. Living Clay has a drawing power of 33 times its molecular weight, and that makes it ideal for deep cleansing, detoxifying, clarifying the skin, and can even be taken internally. It's that pure. It has a pH value of 9.7 and can raise your body's alkaline level to a balanced state. So many of us are acidic, and that leads to illness. Living Clay provides the balance that we all need, and that's healthy. Call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com to order your Living Clay today. The book, Living Clay, Nature's Own Miracle Cure, is available at the Power Hour and is filled with information about this often overlooked and forgotten miracle. You'll find out why clay has been used for centuries and what the pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. Order your Living Clay in the Living Clay book today. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com. Living Clay is for living.
Finally in the news this evening, it's being reported that cyber spies from Russia and China have now penetrated our power grid. Even as energy experts are reporting that each summer we get closer and closer to the limits of our nation's power grid, some say that this summer's demand for electrical power may finally push the grid over its edge, creating a cascade of power outages across the country, putting us all in the dark.
Are you prepared for the next round of storm-related outages or government-created blackouts? Have you ever thought about taking steps to get off the grid and generate your own private supply of electrical power? If so, this will be the most important information you have ever heard. Solar-powered generators are finally available. They have no moving parts to wear out or break and require absolutely no gas whatsoever. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun, so go to mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Check out mysolarbackup.com before you lose your power.
For years, doctors and researchers have known that one of the major pathways to better health is an alkaline diet rich in minerals and antioxidants to keep the body in proper pH balance. For 15 years, people have trusted AlkaZone, the simplest way of keeping the body in pH balance, getting rid of acidic waste buildup, and boosting the immune system through antioxidant support. AlkaZone's unique formula contains potassium, magnesium, calcium, zinc, and the antioxidant selenium, along with 79 trace minerals from ancient marine deposits. Unlike other products, AlkaZone is odorless and tasteless and can be added to any beverage to offset its acidity. AlkaZone also manufactures antioxidant water fountains that will both filter and raise the pH of the tap water in your home to a pH of 10. To learn more and to place your order for a 45-day supply for only $25, visit AlkaZone.com. That's A-L-K-A-Zone.com. Use coupon code RADIO and receive a limited-time discount. Call AlkaZone today at 1-800-810-1888. That's 1-800-810-1888.
Welcome back to the Power Hour. Thank you for joining us today. This is the third hour of the Power Hour. Our guest today is Perry Arledge. We're talking about one of the most important things that you can have in your home, and that is calcium bentonite clay. It's called Detox Clay Powder. We carry it at the Power Hour because it is the best. This is the only clay we've ever carried, and there's lots of them out there. And you know what? You get what you pay for. So we have used Detox Clay since the very beginning, number one, because it works. It is the best. And number two, of course, because Perry is such an incredible spokesperson and helps us understand how to use it. We're going to get into using it on animals also, because that's a very important part of this that we really haven't spent much time on. We've got a bunch of callers right now. Perrier, is there anything you'd like to discuss before we go to the callers?
Well, we were going to talk about autism, and I think that's important right
yes.
now. I think just reading a couple of testimonies will help. One lady said, within 2 weeks, my son's language started to improve, and I don't know exactly how the clay is working, whether it's ridding of parasites, viral, or toxin. But in 2 weeks, his communication skill. Another said, since being on clay therapy, he has become more calm. Language has increased. He's more sociable. It has helped his bowel movements become more regular. The clay also provides heavy metal detoxification, aluminum, lead, and mercury. And I think a lot of the autism may be caused from mercury storage. When the liver and the kidney can't filter out these toxins, they get stored in the body, and then over time they build up and cause problems.
And I think that's really important that you consider using it internally and in clay baths and perhaps even externally, ladies and gentlemen, because this is just, it's such a gift to think that this might work for these poor children. I knew one lady who had three autistic children. She was a Gulf War veteran, and a lot of it had to do with the mercury and the vaccines that she received, but three autistic children, and just to get a little bit of the pressure off would be so incredible. Now, how is it being used for autism? How do these parents use it?
Well, most of them give them two clay baths a week for a period of 5 weeks using two cups of clay. Depending on the size of the child and how much water you use in the tub, you might can get by with a little less. But, you know, clay is cheap. Why play around with it?
Mm-hmm. That's right.
Some of them have given the clay to their children, and they noticed it helps their bowel movements and are giving it to them internally as well. It's up to the individual. As you know, we can't make any claims about clay being taken internally. It's up to the individual how they want to use them. So the living clay is within the federal FDA requirements and doesn't make those claims.
Okay.
However, so I would say that 85 to 90% of the people who buy it use it for internal consumption.
Okay, you do whatever you want with it. We can't tell you what to do with it, nor would we even try, especially with this audience. Let's go to Kathy in Montana. Kathy, you're on the air with Perrier. Go ahead, please.
I have a daughter. She's a vet tech, and she lives 20 miles out of town. Her husband was gone, and she went out to feed her horses, and she went through the barbed wire and literally ripped her leg wide open.
Mm. Oh.
She went in, disinfected it, and stitched it up herself.
Oh, my gosh.
Ever doing that myself, but she put 10 stitches in it. She called me the next morning and told me, and I was just scared to death, so I grabbed my thieves oil, my oregano, and my clay.
Mm.
And I went out to her as fast as I could get to her and put the oregano and the thieves on it, and then we made a clay poultice on it. And I said, now keep this moist and keep adding to it. And she wrapped it, and we moistened it and put the vet wraps around it. She did this for 3 days, and then she couldn't wait anymore. She unwrapped it. All we could see was the stitches.
Wow. That's amazing.
Completely healed.
That is amazing, Kathy. In how many days it was completely healed?
Three days.
Oh, that gives me goosebumps.
When you keep it on there constantly like that,
yes.
She didn't take it off.
I just told her to keep
it
more.
Keeping fresh. That was very important. You're great, Kathy. That was wonderful advice.
Now,
well, I think the Lord told me to do it.
That is incredible. Kathy, thank you.
I want Kathy to have a tetanus.
Oh, yes, yes,
and
no kidding.
Didn't one or two.
Good girl. Hey, give John your phone number and your address so that we can send you a gift certificate. I appreciate your taking the time to call in today and sharing that with us. That is just an amazing story. Now, going back to the fact that you said, Perrier, to keep it only on for 1 hour. Now, why is that?
That's over an organ like your liver or your kidney.
Okay.
It's just so strong, you don't want to disrupt the flow. Clay will bring energy and circulation. It's all about the flow of energy, and you don't want to overdo it at first when you're working on a major body organ.
I see. Okay. Thank you very much, Kathy from Montana, for that phone call. Let's go to Vandy in Illinois. Vandy, you're on the air with Perrier. Go ahead, please.
Morning, Captain Riley.
Hey there.
Just to let you know, I bought me a big old thing of clay this morning.
Really? I've been missing you, by the way. Where you been?
Kind of busy, network upgrades and stuff.
Oh, that's okay. Well, we're glad you're here. And what have you used clay for?
Well, I had a bit of a skydiving accident a few months ago. My knee was pretty messed up. The doctor pretty much told me I wouldn't be able to run anymore or jump.
Mm.
So I grabbed the remaining clay I had, and like the previous caller, I just wrapped my knee in clay and just kept it moist. Well, about a week later, I was running, and a month later, made another jump.
Oh, my goodness.
All right.
Oh, my goodness. You don't learn. Made a jump. Now, that's a major move to make another jump after having a knee injury.
Well, I don't trust doctors. Not anymore, anyway.
Wow. Hey, Vandy, you just kept it moist on your knee all the time and put a bandage around it, or what?
A huge ACE bandage, and just kept putting water on it. I'd take it off, clean it up, and I would sleep in it until it became, if it got too hard, I moistened it down a little bit and just kept reapplying it. And over a few days, my knee just, the swelling went down, and I could put weight on it. And I did the ultimate test and went for a run, didn't feel anything. And then that next Saturday, went up in the plane, jumped out. It was fine.
Amazing. Oh, thank you so much for sharing that. Give John your phone number and your address, and we'll send you a gift certificate. Thank you so much, Vandy, for sharing that. Wow, I never would have thought about a skydiving accident for Clay.
Yeah.
Whoa. Lauren in PA. Lauren, you're on the air. Go ahead, please.
Good morning.
Morning.
I started using the calcium bentonite clay all about last year just for general cleaning purposes, and I got the book. And I thought, well, I'm going to try this on my teeth. My teeth have never been really white. They always look real dingy and yellow. After about 3 or 4 weeks, I cannot tell you how bright and white my teeth are.
Oh.
They're so beautiful. I love the smile now because my teeth just look so pretty. They really look good.
Interesting.
I love it. It's just polished them up so good. And I figure it's probably got to be good for my gums and all that other stuff, too. But I did want to ask Perrier if she could explain to me if, and I understand you might have to phrase this a certain way because of the FDA and whatnot, but I have one vein in my leg. It goes over my right knee, and it's just starting to ripple up a little bit, you know?
Uh-huh.
And I don't want to have it stripped, and I don't want it to rupture. Could I use a calcium bentonite clay to try to heal this vein?
Yes, I would do that poultice like the other two were talking about. Keep wet clay on it.
Keep it wet. Okay.
Yes, keep the wet clay on it and wrap it and keep it on there. Yes, absolutely.
Okay.
Varicose veins, any kind of ulcers or sores, yes.
Okay, but the trick is to keep it wet and not let it dry out.
Right, and how do you use the clay on your teeth? Do you use the paste or the dry?
I make a thick poultice up, it's almost like wet clay. And I keep it in a little baby food jar and, of course, cover it with a little bit of plastic before I snap the metal lid back on. And I just scoop a bit on my tooth brush and then add a little bit of my tooth paste, which, of course, is all organic, and just brush my teeth.
That's exactly how I do it. I like the toothpaste for tape.
But
I'm the same way. My yellow teeth have gotten much lighter, and my dental reports are better, too.
Excellent.
It's been amazing.
Vitamir is the best ever toothpaste. Trust me on that one, listeners. All right. Thank you very much, Lauren. Give John your phone number and address, and we'll send you a gift certificate. Let's go to Michael in Florida. Michael, you're on the air. Go ahead, please, with Perrier.
Yes. My testimonial is on poisonous bites about a year ago. And by the way, I bought the 5-gallon pail, and I'm very grateful I did.
Really?
Anyway, I was bit on the knee by a brown recluse spider, and I didn't know that I had been bitten. And that night, I just was in pain all night, and then by morning, it had swelled up into like a little knot, and I thought it was a boil. So I have a paramedic pack, and I lanced it, and there was no juice inside. I thought, uh-oh, this is something else. And so I got out the encyclopedia, which I purchased from you also, the Natural Remedies Encyclopedia.
Oh, good.
And went to bite, and then I got out the clay and made a poultice, and it took care of the problem within about 30 hours. And after doing the research and looking at some of the ugly, nasty, and even deaths that occur from brown recluse spiders, I was very grateful to have the product on hand. Well, just a week ago, I live on the backside of a state park down here. A little dog got bit across the nose by a water moccasin. And the lady went to the vet, and the vet didn't have any anti-venom. They gave an antibiotic shot and says, well, just keep him calm. So she sees me brush hogging on a tractor, and she stops me and she says, Mike, what? Do you have anything I could use? I says, absolutely. You know, I'll bring you down some calcium bentonite clay, and you put it on that wound. Well, I went from that lot to another lot, and I forgot about her. And about dark, her husband comes down and says, hey, my wife's on the edge of her seat. You know, the dog's all swollen up, his whole neck swollen up all the way down to his chest. I says, oh, I'm so sorry.
Okay,
so
stay right there. We'll hear the rest of the story after this 4-minute break. Whoa, I want to know what happened to this puppy. We'll be right back. Stay tuned. Perrier, author of Living Clay, 877-817-9829 to order. Back in 4 minutes.
Did you know that colon cancer is one of the most common forms of cancer in the U.S.? Did you know that the number one health problem patients complain to doctors about is gastrointestinal related? Health experts predict that almost every American will develop some type of colon disease, polyp, tumor, or cancer in their lifetime. If you suffer from constipation, irritable bowel syndrome, frequent gas, or other intestinal-related problems, you need to take action. That's why you need Temple Cleanse. Temple Cleanse is a unique colon cleanser that works by delivering oxygen and magnesium to the intestinal system to stimulate a gentle yet effective cleanse. It's the most effective colon cleanse product on the market and one of the best decisions you can make for your health. To learn more and to order your very own supply of Temple Cleanse, visit HealthTruthRevealed.com. That's HealthTruthRevealed.com. Or call 1-800-593-6273. That's 1-800-593-6273 today.
Are you wondering about your retirement portfolio? Are you confident that the financial advisor is experienced enough to combat climbing interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. When you subscribe to the International Forecaster, you get Robert Chapman's 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations. Who needs sugar-coated excuses when you can get the cold hard facts and proven investment leads you can't get anywhere else? For a free introductory copy to Robert Chapman's International Forecaster, subscribe now at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. Experience the difference. When you subscribe, you can email Robert Chapman directly to obtain investment advice tailored just for you. Don't wait another minute. Subscribe today at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. That's 877-479-8178.
With food prices soaring to all-time highs, as the dollar continues to fall in value, what can you and your family do to guarantee that fresh, nutritious vegetables will make it to your dinner table? Garden in a Can. Garden in a Can is your source for premium, long-term storable seeds. Garden in a Can is ready when you are. Plant them now or store them for when you really need them. There are 16 large, hermetically sealed, non-hybrid, open-pollinated packets of seeds, along with detailed planting instructions sealed in a can for ultimate long-term protection. Garden in a Can. It's that simple. Fresh. Healthy. Easy. Only $69.95 for over a half acre of safe, fresh vegetables. Ready when you are. Stop procrastinating and start preparing with Garden in a Can. For more details, visit GardenInACan.com today. That's GardenInACan.com or call 866-598-7396, 866-598-7396.
Thomas Jefferson once said, "When the people fear their government, there is tyranny. When the government fears the people, there is liberty." Our God-given right to life and liberty and the right to determine what is best for our lives and our family's health are in jeopardy. If we the people do not diligently assert these rights, they may be taken away and lost forever. Utopia Silver is known for fighting for health freedom, and we will not meekly allow ourselves to be led as lambs to the slaughter. Sitting passively by and accepting the chains of slavery that are being placed on America is not an option. Please stand with Utopia Silver in this fight. Utopia Silver carries some of the most effective colloidal silver products on the market and numerous other high-quality health supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A, utopiasilver.com. Or call us today at 1-888-213-4338. 1-888-213-4338.
Welcome back to the Power Hour, ladies and gentlemen. Love that music. Yes, we are on the move. And those of you who have never tried clay, I don't know what reason you would not want it is all I can say after you hear the listeners from the Power Hour talking about it. Now, it's not going to cure everything or take care of every problem. But you know what? It's an incredible first line of defense to have. And also the book, we haven't even talked about this, but there's a book called Surviving a Dirty Bomb Attack, a Living Clay Special Report on everything you need to know about saving your life and the lives of those you love. The first chapter, I just want to tell you what the first chapter is. Everything the government told you about surviving a nuclear attack, is a lie. Everything the government's told you is a lie. Surprise, surprise, right? Well, you'll find out why it is a lie in this book, in this booklet available at the Power Hour. You get it free when you order the big boy, the 5-gallon container, and there is a new low price on that, very good price on that. So ask at the Power Hour. Chip in. All of you go together and get it. Now, we're talking to Michael in Florida. And, Michael, you said that you had gotten the big boy container of this clay. And what happened to this puppy? The puppy's getting sicker that was bit by the moccasin. And what happened?
A puppy was a Jack Russell Terrier, very fierce little dog. And it saw the snake in the lawn. And it ran out there and grabbed a hold of it and was shaking it. And that's how it got bit, right across the bridge of the nose.
Ooh.
And by the time I got there, his whole neck and his chest were swollen badly. So we mixed it up about the consistency of toothpaste, and we packed the wound right where the fang marks were, and we took spooned it down his throat. And of course, he tried to lick it off the bridge of his nose like a dog would try to, and I said, just keep putting this on there. In 24 hours, all the swelling was gone.
Oh, my.
Now, the last testimonial, two little girls in the neighborhood were out messing around, and they pulled a little pine log up there, and they got into a swarm of ground bees. And they got stung repetitiously by these ground bees, which is a very, very painful sting. I've had it many times myself. I heard them screaming. I saw their dad run down to them. I ran over there, and I saw all, what had happened. I said, listen, I got some bentonite clay in the truck. I keep it in a little plastic bottle in the truck. And I ran over and got it, and we did the same thing, made up a little, put a little water with it, made it about the consistency of toothpaste, and put it on every one of those bites, and inside of a minute, the pain was gone for him.
Whoa, that is incredible.
For poisons, I'm a 100% believer. I do brush my teeth with it and take it every day, and I am very, very grateful for having it, and thank you so much for all that you do for us with these types of products.
Oh, Michael, thank you so much. Give your phone number and your address to John, because you definitely deserve a gift certificate for that. That is wonderful. Perry, to think that you've brought this health and this healing to so many people is just wonderful.
You know, we get our customers just call us with praise every day and being thankful for the product.
Oh,
and
wow.
it's how nice that can be, how sweet it is that they call you with praise and not complaints.
No kidding. That's right. Let me go to Jim in Minnesota. Jim, you're on the air. Go ahead, please, with Perrier.
Was to collect, if a person was to collect city water in a gallon glass jar for drinking, if you put, say, a tablespoon of clay in the water, would it absorb the chlorine and the fluoride in the water?
I don't know about the fluorine. I think it would, because I know it will in clay. They did this in Paris. The water had a lot of chlorine, and they added clay to it and let it settle, and it pulled the chlorine out. And my tap water tastes chloriney. I've been drinking bottled water for so long. And the other day I put like a fourth of a teaspoon just in a glass, stirred it and let it settle and let the clay settle to the bottom and drank it, and the chlorine was way diluted. I could barely taste it.
So you pour off the water then and leave the clay there?
Yes. I just put a little bit of clay. It didn't take much for a glass of water, and I let it settle. I stirred it, and then I let it settle, and it will pull. You know, they use it for pulling impurities out of wine and beer making, and the impediments, the impurities settle to the bottom. They say you can put it in a noxious water in a swamp, and it will make the water noxious. You can get slimy water and put clay in it, and it will clean it. I've read that.
That is interesting. All right. Thank you very much, Jim, for that information. Give your phone number and your address to John there. Let me go to Jerry in Iowa. Jerry, you're on with Perrier. Go ahead, please. I got to tell you, you need a Berkey water system. We'll have to talk about that, Perrier. Oh, wait, let's go to the break. We'll go to the break, take a 3-minute break, come back, and we'll talk to Perrier and Jerry in Iowa, Marcus in Tennessee, and Joe in West Virginia. This is such good information. Wouldn't it be nice if all radio shows shared this kind of thing? And I'm talking about the MSM or the mainstream. Wouldn't it be nice if they would save lives? We'll be right back after this 3-minute break with Perrier.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Comfort food is the food you turn to when you've had a bad day. It's also the first thing you want when it's time to celebrate. eFoods Direct just finished developing our new Nutriversal Foods. Close your eyes and taste our creamy three-cheese blend macaroni and cheese, and you'll swear you're eating fresh pasta in downtown Italy. Dig into our chili with cornmeal dumplings, and you'll feel like a wealthy Texan. Or sip a cup of warm potato cheddar soup and be soothed on a cold, rainy day. Nutriversal Foods from eFoods Direct, your new comfort food. Incredible taste, easy to prepare, and a long shelf life. Nutriversal Foods. More fun while hunting and fishing, bigger tales around the campfire, and the food your kids will want when celebrating the win of a ball game. And if it's this great during the good times, imagine how reassuring it will be if times get tough. Nutriversal Foods by eFoods Direct, your new comfort food. eFoodsDirect.com, 1-800-409-5633. Visit eFoodsDirect.com or call 1-800-409-5633.
Are you concerned about an economic downfall? Would you like to have more money to invest in precious metals, food, and safety of your loved ones? With the Debt Crisis Solutions Program, you can finally be debt-free without paying another cent to creditors and not have to file bankruptcy. This is not debt counseling, settlement, or debt consolidation, which may have serious legal and tax consequences. With our program, you will not pay another penny to your creditors or collectors. Protect your home, paycheck, and bank account from any lawsuits and restore your credit history. We also provide mortgage modification services, which can lower your mortgage payments without refinancing. If you're facing foreclosure problems, we can help. Finally, proven debt solutions that work for the people. Become debt-free in 90 days. Doing nothing doesn't make the debt go away. Call Debt Crisis Solutions and speak to an advisor absolutely free. Call 718-615-0123. That's 718-615-0123 today.
Hello, this is Tom with HempUSA.org. Most of you have been hearing my ads for the past few months, and it's no secret that the economy is failing and prices are rising in all sectors. If you've been thinking of a nutrient-dense daily food source and a storable food for yourself and family, the time to act is now. At HempUSA.org, we still believe that food will be your greatest asset in these trying times ahead. Please call 1-908-691-2608 and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Beware, be smart, and be ready. Call 908-691-2608 or visit us at hempusa.org. Families need this high-quality natural food source for its low price and long storage shelf life. This incredible food source should be a staple part of your diet every day. Call 908-691-2608 or visit us at hempusa.org.
We're all about the greatest love. You know, Yahweh God gave us the greatest love of all, and now we share it. And that's kind of dedicated to Perrier today. She has had a love for clay and a love for sharing what clay does for people. And I just thank you all very much for listening today. You're part of our family here at the Power Hour for sure. We're talking about the use of clay. To get the clay, don't be fooled by Brand X clay. Don't be fooled by something that says that they're calcium bentonite therapeutic clay, because there's only one of those, the detox clay powder, which we carry, or the living clay powder, which we carry at the Power Hour. And you can get it by calling 877-817-9829, 877-817-9829, or go to thepowermall.com. Now, the book, the Living Clay book, is on special for $18 right now, and it's a must. It is a must. It's how to use the clay. So once you get the clay, you need to know how to use it. And I just encourage you to try the clay. Start out small if you want to, but I'll tell you what, you're going to be thrilled, just like all these listeners are. Let's go to Jim in Minnesota. Jim, you're on the air. Go ahead, please.
Hi,
Oh, Jerry in Iowa. Jerry in Iowa. Welcome to the Power Hour.
Yeah, here I am.
Hi there.
Hi. Hey, I went through, I developed cancer on my nose, and it was puffed up and scabby and weeping and looked terrible. And I had to go to the dentist. I went to the dentist, and the dentist remarked about it and everything, and I got my dental work done. And I don't go on a regular basis to the dentist because I brush my teeth with the clay. And so I took my nose, and I started putting the compresses on it with the poultice on it, mm-hmm. and everything. Mm-hmm. It was quite a while. I don't know, eight, nine months before I went back to the dentist. And I got in the chair, and he looked at my nose for about 2 minutes. And finally he says, "That's amazing." He says, "Who's the surgeon and who was the plastic surgeon that worked on your nose?" And I told him, I said, no, that's Clay that did it. He said, "Clay?" And then I had to sit and explain to him about Clay. And also, he also noticed that I don't have my teeth ever cleaned, and I don't have the pockets between my teeth. So I had to tell him that I brush my teeth with the clay. But now, listening to your program, people were interested in why the clay worked. I got Len Horowitz's book on the spiral. Mm-hmm. I just got it a few days ago.
Oh, the Sacred Spiral.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and if you read in that, you'll understand why the clay works, because Len Horowitz knows all about the plus and minus things that go on in the cells and the blood and all this kind of stuff. So if you want to know the ins and outs of it, just get that book.
Oh, thank you very much.
Great.
Well, I'm glad to hear that. That is awesome testimony, Jerry. you know, what a compliment that was the first, that he would say, "Who was your plastic surgeon?" Isn't it, Perrier?
Yes. Actually, my niece was going to have cancer surgery on her nose, and they were afraid they were going to have to remove a good bit of her nose and rebuild her nose. And I had her started putting the clay poultices on her nose when she got home from work every day. She kept fresh clay on there, and when she had it, they didn't have to remove very much. And the last time I saw her, I couldn't tell where she'd had anything done.
That is amazing. That is amazing.
It definitely works for skin cancers like that.
Yes. I hope Jerry gave his phone number to John there so that we can send him a gift certificate. Let's go. Oh, and by the way, Josh wants me to tell you he did not pick that song. He does not want to be... he does not want any guy out there to think he's playing, what do you call those songs? Those mushy songs?
Oh.
Those women songs?
Well, I like it.
I did too.
Josh says he's not even going to comment. He's safe. Okay, let's go to Marcus in Tennessee. Marcus, you're on the air. Go ahead, please.
How are you guys doing?
Outstanding, and we are blessed. Go ahead, please.
Very, very good. My question is, has there been any studies at all, like with a enema type situation for men's prostate?
Interesting.
Would work, you know, at reducing the size because it has such a pulling
property. If you will just make a clay poultice and put it over the area, and yes, you can make clay suppositories, and you can put clay, mix some clay water in your enema bag, yes. Women
okay.
can take douches with it.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Not that I'm interested in that, but...
good point.
But that you think that would work maybe as far as helping, you know, with...
I think it would definitely help, because one thing it does, clay is all about balance and pH, and it's going to bring blood flow and oxygen to an area. If cancer's there, it does not grow in the presence of blood of oxygen and a pH condition.
Okay. How would you do it in a poultice? I mean, would you just place it like, you know, you said in that area, so...
Yeah, if you just take a handful of clay and put on you and put some saran wrap to hold it in place there, or you can make some little suppositories out of clay. Mix your clay real thick and kind of like modeling clay, and roll it in little bullet shaped suppositories.
Okay.
And just use a little KY gel or Vaseline and insert it and let it kind of dissolve.
You know, you can also mix it with coconut oil, because coconut oil will harden, and that way you put it in the freezer for about 2 minutes, and then you can put it all together and. and make a suppository that way. Now, if you need to know where to put it for prostate problems, go to the internet or get a book, okay?
All right. Appreciate that. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Marcus. I appreciate the phone call. That's pretty impressive. The thought that it might help prostate. Now, we don't have anything, obviously, probably documented on this, but...
No, I don't.
Worth a try.
Yes, but it's always worth a try because it's not going to hurt anything.
That's right. And let us know, Marcus, how it works. Joe in West Virginia, you're on the air. Go ahead, please.
Good morning, Joyce and Perrier. I'm the gentleman that Perrier spoke of earlier that had the sprained ankle and applied the... clay to it, and I had a hard time keeping it on because of all the fluid discharge.
Uh-huh.
And I just wanted to validate that testimony. It was just fantastic. Oh. And it was about 3 days, my ankle returned to normal. I was putting pressure back on it, full weight, and it was just fantastic. I do have that problem again. Joyce, I indicated in my email to you that I'd had that accident following my vacation. And,
this is that Joe.
Yes.
Oh, my gosh, Joe. Oh, you really, really had an accident.
Yeah.
Joe was in the room next to me with his wonderful family, his beautiful family in West Virginia, at Pastor Butch Paz's seminar. Then they were going to go on vacation, and then I got an email from him, said, hope you all had a wonderful vacation. He says, yeah, but I had a little problem. Tell him what happened.
Well, I returned from vacation. The accident didn't happen on my vacation. The day after, we had a new home under construction, and I was climbing a ladder, sort of nibbing to see what the contractor was doing. That learned a lesson there. But anyway, the ladder went out from under me. To make a long story short, I hit the ground and broke several bones in my leg, ankle, wrist, and arm. And I'm 30 days out from the accident and about 3 weeks post-op. But my question, Perrier, is in my leg and ankle, I have a lot of pins, screws,
uh-huh.
and plates, and I was wondering what effect, if any, the clay would have ingesting it internally with having the metals in my body now.
No problem using it topically or internally. It's not going to come in contact with the metals because clay isn't absorbed into the bloodstream.
Mm-hmm.
So you can apply it topically, and you can drink it internally. Remember the lady that had the cut and had the surgery and put it on directly on there and left it wrapped on there for 3 days?
Mm-hmm.
I think you can. It will also speed up the healing of those bones.
Great, because if I could get this cast off, I would absolutely put it over this.
Take a Ziploc bag and put it over the cast. Fill it full of powdered clay and lay it over the cast.
Uh-huh.
I'm telling you, if it can work through an eggshell, it's worth trying.
Great, because that's the way I did the application on my sprained ankle before. I just made a thick paste, like for a poultice application, and then I put a plastic bag over it and sealed it, and that's when all the effects took place.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Amazing.
Okay, thank you very much.
Thank
you,
Joe. Yeah, bless your heart. So glad you're doing better. Let's go to Mary in New York. Mary, you're on the air. Go ahead, please, with Perrier.
Excuse me. Hi, I had poison ivy again this year, and this time I decided, okay, I'm going to try the charcoal and the clay, and it was just on my left arm, the forearm. So I put it on there, and I just saw it oozing and oozing all that oil out, and like within a week's time, it was completely gone. It was just amazing. I've never gotten rid of poison ivy that fast before.
Well, generally it takes about 3 days on poison ivy and shingles, and in those cases you want to put it on and let it dry, right, Mary?
Right.
Yeah, a lot of times we put a poultice, but on something like a rash like that, you want to put the clay on and let it dry because it'll pull the oil out, like you say.
Yeah, that's what I did.
And tighten the skin back to the flesh.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Great, thank you.
Thank you very much for the phone call. Everybody, please be giving your name and address to John because I want you all to get a gift certificate. I forgot to tell Joe, but all you know that, I'm sure by now. Marilee in Illinois, let's go to you. Welcome to the Power Hour today with Perrier.
Yeah, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
I have a question. I had chemotherapy in 02, and since then I have the nerve damage that comes with it, the tingling feet, arms. It comes and goes and can strike anywhere. I've also got it on the tongue just recently. I'm thinking perhaps I have to watch what I'm eating, stay away from MSG and things like that. But I'm just wondering about the clay, if that might have any help there.
Mary Lee, I would definitely try it. We have a whole article on taking it while you're in chemo, but because it's going to bring blood flow and energy and circulation, I think it will definitely benefit you, and it certainly won't hurt to try it. I would apply it topically and take it internally as well.
Okay. Thank
all
you
right.
very much.
And there's another website I forgot to give you all, aboutclay.com, aboutclay.com. It's just information on using the clay, so please go and check that out. Let's go to our next caller, Pat in Arizona. Pat, you're on the air. Go ahead, please.
Yes, I'm curious to know if this would help restless leg at all.
You know, I don't know. I'm thinking maybe a clay bath for restless leg. Because
okay.
It relaxes
actually,
the
I have
muscles.
Restless extremities. It's
okay.
The arms also, but just get that, down and put it in, huh?
Okay. Remember, let me just add that that may very well be a lack of magnesium, which we have seen from so many of our listeners that the magnesium oil works extremely well for that. You just rub it on your legs before you go to bed. So
yes, I've just ordered that from you. In fact.
Okay, so that may be the answer there, or a clay bath is not going to hurt. I wonder about putting the liquid magnesium in a bath also, Perrier. Would that?
Well, here's the thing. Magnesium goes in and clay pulls out.
Oh, okay.
I would do them separately.
Okay, good point, good point. All right, thank you very much, Pat from Arizona. Let's go to Pam in Oklahoma. Pam, you're on the air with Perrier. Go ahead, please.
Good morning. I have a question. On the ice, that sparked interest in me, the reminder that Christ made a spittle out of clay and put it in the blind man's eyes. I have eye problems just deteriorating. It's not cataracts that I know of, and it's not macular degeneration. How would one apply it to their eyes?
What I do, I get around cats and dogs, and I get eye allergies, and my eyes start itching, and I just want to claw them out. Take a glob of the hydrated clay, the wet clay, and just cover the socket eye. Close your eye. Do it one eye at a time so you can see to get the bathroom and wash it off. But just cover your eye socket. It's very cool. Leave it on there for 15 minutes. Just lay down and listen to music or something, and then do the other eye, and it'll take the irritation off, and you can do it as often as you like and see what results you get.
Okay.
You might be amazed, yes.
Thank you very much.
Thank you for the phone call. Let's go to, let's see here, Lee in Oklahoma. Lee, go ahead, please. You're on with Perrier.
Good morning.
Morning.
Can you hear me?
Yes, we can. Go ahead, please.
Okay, thanks for being there.
Well, thank you.
For us, especially you, Joyce.
Oh,
love you.
That's very kind of you. Love you more. Thank you.
I'm going to have my little toe on my left foot amputated Thursday morning. I stubbed a Hope chest July 13th, and I couldn't get any doctors to look at me until really good yesterday. And so they decided they're going to amputate.
Do you have any clay?
Yeah, well, I do, and that was one of the questions I was going to ask you, if it's the right clay. We just got it at the health food store the other day. It's called Indian Healing Clay.
Well, I don't care what kind it is. You start putting it on there. Some clay will help differently. In the meantime, order some of the living clay. But mix it in a paste and keep your foot, either make a foot soak of like 6 to 1, one part of clay to 6 parts of water, and soak your foot in there. And let's stop this amputation. I would love to do that for you, Lee.
Oh, you and me both. But
And then prop it up and just glob the clay all around that toe. And just prop your foot up and leave it on there and let it dry.
Well, I did
it's
going to
pull the circulation.
Well, I did.
We're
going to
save you that toe.
Go
this
ahead.
This is Monday, or Tuesday. I think we can save that toe.
Wow, that would be wonderful.
Well,
Lee, go ahead.
I did this, just like you said, and the pain was so bad, I had to go to the bathroom and wash it off because it hurts. Is that normal?
Normally, give it time, it'll take the pain away. What it's doing is it's pulling, it's probably pulling circulation, and it's swollen and tight. Fix a little soupy clay and put your foot in it. Just make get a plastic shoebox and make your clay soupier.
Uh-huh.
And just soak your foot in it and see how that works.
How long can I do that?
As long as you want, as long as you're getting relief, just keep her in there.
I mean, like 2 hours at a time, 10 hours
at
a time?
Yeah, if it feels good, leave it.
Okay. Well, I tell you what, if it works, I'll call Joyce back and let her know.
All right. I hope so.
I'd love to hear that, Lee.
Oh, okay. Yes.
Thank you, Lee.
Thank you very much for the phone call. Wow. Oof. That has got to be painful. Can you imagine?
Yes.
Oh, everybody's done that before. That little toe always gets in the way for some reason. And that's wonderful. I hope that we hear back from him that it worked. You know, sometimes the pressure from doctors gets to be pretty great. If they got a white lab coat on, we just can't say no to them. And I hope that he can perhaps maybe put it off for a while and see if he can't get this taken care of. I want to go back. Yes, I want to. We've only got a few minutes left, and I think we're probably going to be taking other phone calls. But I'd like to know about animals. What about large animals? Have you seen it used with anything other than a puppy?
Yes, we used it on a horse that had a cyst in his bladder, and just putting the clay, they gave him the clay, kind of drenched him with the clay liquid, and it dissolved the cyst. He was unable to urinate. The cyst was so large. It was larger than the limit.
Whoa,
and
that's
amazing. And then they x-rayed again, and it got smaller and smaller, and they're still working on it, but he's able to urinate now.
We'll be back in 3 minutes. That's good news.
People who use supplements are learning more about herbs and their effectiveness, and so are the people who do the research and make the supplements. Turmeric has been long known to be a balancing and detoxifying herb, and curcumin is the active part of turmeric. Curcumin 98 is 98% curcumin, and ongoing studies are showing that curcumin is helping people who suffer from acne, allergies, autoimmune disorders, burns, chickenpox, diabetes, liver damage, rashes, tumors, ulcers, eye problems, multiple sclerosis, and more. Testimonies are rolling in from folks who've tried curcumin, and the results are some of the best we've ever seen. There are 500 milligrams of curcumin in each of the 200 capsules, and each capsule also contains bioperin, which doubles the effectiveness of the curcumin, and each jar is only $34.95. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Curcumin 98 is getting rave reviews across the board, and you just may add your voice to those who are singing the praises of Curcumin 98. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 and order your Curcumin 98 today.
Okay, folks, quiz time. What resource takes care of your food needs at a moment's notice most of the year, is easily preserved for the rest of the year, is nutritious, abundant, forever GMO-free, and is free for the taking? Give up? Your answer is Wild Edible Food. With Linda Runyon's whole enchilada package on your shelf, you'll never be high and dry when everyone else is up the creek without a paddle. In fact, you'll be able to help everyone you know with the extensive knowledge gained from the 7 items in the whole enchilada package, which include books, cards, and video, as well as 2 free gifts. Now, I'd love to say this resource will always be available as your safety net, but in a national emergency, that may just not be true. And it's still now on sale. That's right, until September 21st, everything's still 10% off. So go to our website, ofthefield.com, and take advantage of this offer before September 21st, or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE. That's ofthefield.com, or call toll-free 1-888-51-EAT-FREE for the easiest and cheapest food backup plan. Don't miss it.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Starting all over again, it's gonna be rough for us, but we're gonna make it. Starting all over as friends, it's gonna be tough on us, but we gotta face it.
Welcome back to the Power Hour, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for joining us today. You know, it's so inspiring to know there are people of like minds. There are people like you out there. You bless our lives so very much. I can't imagine anything greater. I keep telling Josh this. You know, there's nothing greater than coming in here, telling you all what we've learned, or share with you the people that we can bring to you, like Perrier, to brighten your life, to improve your life. And I can only hope that Lee in Oklahoma gets a response from what he's going to be doing. There's no answer for everything. But you know what? We step outside the pharmaceutical arena, which I never thought I would do, and we find so many things at work. And I just thank each and every one of you listeners for being there. And, you know, the gentleman that was sharing all the clay with all the people, oh, my gosh, that was amazing. I think it was Marcus in Tennessee telling everybody about the clay. Michael in Florida. Michael, that's amazing what you're doing for people. That's tremendous. Remember, we have the clay at the Power Hour. This is the pharmaceutical therapeutic grade clay, detox clay. Call 877-817-9829, 877-817-9829. Or go to thepowermall.com. We've got one caller and we've got one question, off-air question. If you brush your teeth with it, will that release mercury from your fillings? Do you have an answer for that, Perrier?
If your teeth are leaking mercury, it will grab the mercury. You can pack your teeth with clay and it will capture that mercury and carry it out of the body. There's a paper report we have on about clay.com on amalgam fillings and removing fillings and what to do about mercury poisoning. So they can go to About Clay and find that article.
Okay, aboutclay.com. One last caller we have got, and that is Alice in North Carolina. Alice, welcome to the Power Hour. You're on with Perrier.
Thank you. My question is, if you take vitamins and even a prescription, will this have a negative effect on the product itself?
If your prescription has a live bacteria, it might. Check with your pharmacist. And if you're taking anything life-sustaining, check with the pharmacist and tell him you want to take a calcium bentonite clay. He's got a big chemical book. He'd look it up. Clay is trace minerals, so it's not really going to bother your vitamins.
Okay.
If you're worried about it, wait about 30 minutes.
Okay. Very good. Thank you very much for the phone call. Ladies and gentlemen, just want to tell you quickly before we run out of time, Russ Dizdar will be our guest tomorrow. He monitors monarchs, the pre-programmed mind control agent provocateurs and sleepers that exist in this country. He has been involved with law enforcement trying to, there's a lot of bad stuff going on in a lot of bad places. Shatterthedarkness.net is the website. And we're going to be talking about people who hear voices in their heads. Why do they? You don't want to miss Russ Dizdar tomorrow. Awesome program. Perrier, thank you so much for joining us today and helping us understand clay again. You never seem to be tired of studying clay. That I just love it.
No, it's just ongoing. I'm working on a new book now on testimonials, and this has been great today. And I'd be happy to answer any questions anybody has that didn't get an opportunity to ask.
Okay, and how do they contact you?
It's 1-800-262-5611.
800-262-5611. But please purchase your clay at the Power Hour. Thank you so very much. She does not sell clay, by the way. We have clay at the Power Hour. Thank you so much for joining us today. You are an awesome inspiration. Thank you.
Thank you, Joyce.
You bet. We're going to be back tomorrow. Remember, Russ Dizdar, this program is going to make you probably have a little trouble going to sleep. So you want to maybe take a magnesium bath tomorrow night. Anyway, remember, ladies and gentlemen, the truth will win out. It will. It may seem kind of dark, but it will win out. Have a blessed day. Y'all bless. And we will see you tomorrow. This is Joyce.
And Josh.
All right. See you tomorrow.